What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Reviews Podcast. My name is Chris.
My name is Mike.
And on the Reviews Podcast, we don't read two-minute ads.
Three-minute ads.
What is that what hell? He did?
The whole thing, up until the time when he played the intro music, the whole time, like at the two-minute mark, I thought, okay, it's ending. But they continued to talk about it all the way until they did the intro.
David, are you selling out?
3 minutes of that only leaves like 37 minutes for the rest of his podcast. And okay. Then he's got Joe's Teeny Weenie. Now we're getting closer to 4 minutes. And then you've got like the two or three other ads because he put a lot of ads in there. He had SeatGeek. But 3 minutes? What the fuck? Can you imagine watching a commercial that was 3 minutes long? Shit.
On the Reviews Podcast, we review David Dobrik's podcast every week, talk about the topics he talks about, and give our own opinions as well. So, in his latest podcast last week, he did an ad that was like 3 minutes long. I didn't even time it, but Mike's saying that it was about 3 minutes. It was an ad for 23andMe, and I think they tried to like make it part of like a Christmas thing, right?
Yeah. Like,
and like you should get it for a gift or something like that.
Right. And that Jason just did it. I guess it's part of the promotion so that he did it. But they're basically saying exactly the opposite of what you're saying, like, you know, putting all your stupid information out there. Man, that's so scary.
Yeah. Do you really think he did it? I don't think he did it. I think he's lying.
I don't know. He may have done it for the money.
I don't know. You know what's weird about their ad, too, is that, I mean, David has to read a script. And in that script, it says you have to spit into a tube. Like, does that not sound commercially correct?
Spit into a tube? Maybe yeah. I just think maybe they're just trying to be cool.
And it might say something else?
I think the ad people are trying to make it hip. Like, oh, let's make it sound like David's audience. All you have to do is spit into a tube.
I guess so. It just doesn't sound like the right language for a commercial, but I get it because of the younger crowd and the sarcasm.
As soon as I heard it, I thought, oh, these fuckers are so cool.
I was like, spit in a tube. But okay, but that's technically what you kind of do. Although I think you take a swab and you swab your cheek and you not really spit in a tube. So that's why I was kind of confused.
No, that, yeah, I, you know what? I did think that right when I heard it. Like, you're going to get some on your hand.
Yeah. Yeah. How big is the opening of this tube? What a weird thing. All right. So, what did they talk about? Oh yeah. So David talks about, right off the bat after the ad, he accidentally says, I'm here with Joe, but he meant to say Jason. And that was kind of funny because Joe's kind of sliding in to Jason's position of co-anchor.
Joe's teeny weenie. I love that. I love that opening still. Yeah. But yeah. So, David said that in the last year, and that's a hell of a long time. The last year he hasn't woken up where he's relaxed. That would suck. Yeah. Every single day? Is that possible?
I don't know. I think maybe he means majority, but he's got to have some days where he just fucking crashes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He said he feels like, and then it gets even deeper because like when he's waking up, he feels like something's clawing at him.
Yeah, I just think he means he just feels uncomfortable, like waking up like he shouldn't be like laying down. I mean, I've had those days where I'm like, fuck, I got to get up. Like, this sucks.
Yeah. Well, I feel that like every day. But but Jason says that it's David's job, you know, taking stress on him or whatever, and that he needs to take a break. But then David, right as soon as he says take a break, David just passes on talking to something else. And so Jason trips and says, hey, you know, why do you always blow by my advice? I give you good advice and you don't take it. You don't take advice. And then he said, which I can believe this makes complete sense, that all of his friends called Jason to try to get David to do something.
Right.
to do things because they don't think that he's going to do them. The example that Jason gave about him sitting through a 4-hour meeting to prepare for their live podcast, I wouldn't want to sit through no fucking 4-hour meeting.
Yeah, it's boring.
Especially when you just, when you do this so easily. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
That's the way you work. Like, there's certain things that I just need to wait till the last minute and I just know I'm going to perform well.
Right.
Yeah. I know you don't understand that feeling, but yeah, I just...
No, I understand it too well, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
It seems like you can't perform because 7 o'clock came around and you still weren't done with the fucking notes.
You changed the time.
I didn't change no fucking time. We always do it at 7 p.m.
No. Yes. You said...
I said I'm walking home and I'll be on. And it was way before 7.
I quote... We might have to record at 8 p.m. tonight, but I'll keep you updated. Oh. End quote.
Okay. I remember now.
Sarah has a thing for work that I'm invited to.
That's so true. I forgot. I made her leave early so we could get home at 7. Okay, well, okay. So,
are you done with your fucking lies now?
Yes. Jason took a long ass nap because he went to bed at 5 a.m.
That was and David, woke up. Actually.
Yeah. Oh, you wrote it wrong. You're fucking underperforming. So David took a long ass nap. He went to bed at 5 a.m. and woke up at 9. He said that he had an interview with ET, and they asked him again. Who his best friends were, and this time he declined to say who they were
because his friends were mad at him last time. Right. So who knows how many people came out of the woodwork for not being on that list? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Oh, he probably got it really bad.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And you know, I think ET asked him on purpose. You know, because of his last interview with Wired.
Yeah, they actually said that. They said that something he could redeem himself.
Yeah.
So list 5 other friends.
Yeah.
Okay, that ought to fix it.
Yeah. And the reason why it's so sensitive, I mean, Jason is always his co-anchor, right? So he mentioned that he never named him in that list when Wired asked him during their interview.
Yeah. So yeah, that's tough. That was probably a stupid question to answer.
Yeah.
The only time it would be appropriate, and then even then maybe just a little, if the person was your girlfriend or your wife, then you could just say her.
Yeah, maybe.
And then you didn't have to say everybody else, but you could say it would be less bad than this, but it still could be bad.
Yeah, probably.
So the reason he had to wake up so early is because Entertainment Tonight, which is pretty dope that he got to do that.
Yeah.
Did I watch that one? I did watch.
We watched Wired.
No, I watched that one too.
Oh, you did? I didn't see that one.
Yeah. It just popped up in my feed. So he comes home at noon. They're supposed to be making the podcast at noon, but David goes and lays down to take a nap because he's tired.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of, I kind of like just how the story kind of unfolds of him laying in bed and being sleep awake, sleep awake, sleep awake, and hearing like different conversations. He saw Jason, I guess, posing for a picture, and he heard before he fell asleep, he heard Natalie say something about, I like when Jason tries to look like he's happy or something like that, which was mean. But David's laying in bed hoping somebody's going to wake him up because they were supposed to do the podcast at 12, and he thought Jason was going to wake him up, and he said Joe came by, and he's like, okay, good, Joe's going to wake me up. But then Joe just says, oh, we're just working out here, you can sleep as long as you want. And David's like, damn it, you know, why aren't they waking me up? And he said it was just kind of like, and he gave the perfect example, you know, and you're like a little kid and you're expecting your mom to come wake you up because you had to do something at a certain time, and then you're like, it's been 15 minutes, how come she's not waking me up? And then you go back to sleep.
Right. You know what, during that conversation, I don't understand what they meant by, like, if I eat while I'm sleepy, like, it's horrible or something.
If they eat when they're sleepy?
Yeah, like, if I'm super tired, and remember he said he had Natalie bring Chipotle, or he had Chipotle, and then he said, like, he had food, and he only took 4 bites because he was gonna, like, crash.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never ate sleepy before.
Eating making you sleepy, you mean?
No, he just said he was sleepy, but he wanted to eat Chipotle. And then Jason was like, oh yeah, if I eat while I'm tired, you better watch out. So I don't understand what that means.
Okay, I don't either.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't think I've ever, if I'm sleepy, I'm not about to go eat.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess if you're really hungry.
I don't know. That's weird. It was weird. I don't know. I just didn't get it.
You've never, like, oh, okay, this is going to shoot your thing down. You've never got up in the middle of the night and grabbed something out of the fridge.
No, but if I do that, I'm awake.
Yeah, but then you go back to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're saying sleepy eating. Like, I'm fucking, like, about to fall asleep, but then they had food. That's what I said. I don't know. You might have to listen to it again, but it's fucking stupid.
I think you just completely made up a story.
No, you're dumb. But, all right.
But anyway, Talkspace is their next ad, which devolves into, I guess David sort of tries to keep it on track, but Jason said he used Talkspace, and David said, what's your therapist's name? And he said, her name is Christina. And David's like, that's my mom. That's my mom's name. And David's like, I know.
Yeah.
Because it's her. She's working. And I like how, because he's just flowing with it. He says, she's working at Talkspace a lot. And Jason and I have been working on therapy and therapy things. We're going to be spending a lot more time together. And then David says, oh, the three of us? No.
Yeah. You got to move out. That was pretty funny.
That was.
He cool. is pretty. Jason's pretty quick at, like, flowing. You know what I mean?
He is a comedian. And I wish I had made a note of it, but there was a certain point, and maybe it'll come up, there's a certain point in this podcast where Jason just started laughing his ass off because of something I think David said. And it was cool to hear, like, the genuine laugh when he's got genuine laughter, and then all the other times where his laugh is just because he has to.
Right. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about, because I heard it and I was like, wow, he sounds like actually happy.
That was a real laugh. Like, but my favorite laughs are Joe's laughs.
Yeah, you know what?
It's just like a cackle. It's
yeah.
Like, it's like so joyous.
In this podcast specifically, you could hear him a lot in the background. That was weird.
Yeah, that was cool.
But it's great.
But this was fucking cool. And I actually started trying to watch the vlogs. Is there a new vlog out today?
It comes out at my time around 11 p.m.
Okay. So I'm trying, because you always call me out, like, hey, did you watch the vlog? And I'm like, no. Did you watch the vlog? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, damn it, I'm going to watch the vlogs before I come on here so you don't make reference to something. So I watched the vlog where he's got – I didn't realize until my just last listen to this thing that I was kept trying to figure out, what the fuck did it go from $5,000 to $10,000? So basically, Jason wants to give his nanny $5,000 for Christmas. And, of course, David, who – places some weird premium on payments, doesn't think $5,000 is enough. $200 is plenty to clean up shit from animals in your house, but $5,000 is not enough money to give your nanny.
Yeah, it's so weird.
What the fuck? So, but when I listened to it again,
David needs to do this same shit for that fucking janitor that came in.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have put his $10,000 on red too.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy would be so happy.
He'd be fucking happy.
But so he wants to give his nanny $5,000. Jason says $5,000 isn't a lot. It's not crazy.
David says that.
David said that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I said.
No, you said Jason. Don't worry about it. But yeah, David said that.
Okay, so I didn't say that. But
I'll replay this bitch for you.
Insert the clip here. No, just kidding. David says going from 5 to 10K is such a big jump. So he convinced Jason, and Jason says, okay, I'll go get $5,000 more out of the bank and give her $10,000. Well, then David says, Wouldn't it be great if we went to Vegas and we just gambled it all on one color at the roulette table? And he thought it was a bad idea, but he agreed. And as they decided this, they happened to be sitting in a red car with a red interior. And so
they decided on red.
Yeah, naturally decided on red. What I think is crazy is how far they take this superstition, not superstition, but luck or whatever, all the signs of luck as they go through the rest of the night. As everything was lucky. Oh my God, the light on this street pole wasn't working yesterday. It's working now. That means it's going to be red.
Right.
They just went into so many.
They're like, Liza called Jason and or left him a video message, and Liza never does that. And Liza's Indian. And then when we got to the tables, there was a table full of cowboy white guys. And then there was a table full of Indians. So we were like, let's go to the Indian table.
And it was like when we stepped off the plane, the first song we heard was country, and Heath's favorite music is country. I mean, I was like, what the fuck? And then we stepped, and then we went to the casino, and there's a bunch of people with cowboy hats, and Heath likes country. And so that was just another sign. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All these fucking signs.
They're just making shit up as they go.
And only one of those signs led to red.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so funny because I listened to that and I knew what was going on in Vegas. And so there's a shit ton of people. It wasn't like just at the casino that they were at. Oh. There were like tens of thousands of cowboys in Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo. So cowboys were every fucking where. But that had nothing to do with them hitting red. Hello? What the hell?
Hello?
What happened?
So, Mike got disconnected for a second, but we're back. Don't worry. But yeah.
You're such a noob.
No, you're a noob. I think you lost reception. You and your shitty Android phones.
I have a BlackBerry.
I have a Motorola.
I have a Sidekick.
Fuck, I don't even know what's before that. okay, yeah, but they take the $10,000 and then they put it on red and they freak out because they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if it's gonna hit. And then the ball lands on red, and they David mentions that there's this moment where he like forgets the color red because like everyone's unsure. And you know what's so funny is whenever I put a big bet and I wait for roulette too, or even dice, like I do have that moment of like pause, like, and I know it's right, like I won. But I'm just, right. You know, I don't know if, like, oh, I don't know how to explain that feeling, but I understand what he's saying.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. There's like this, there's this pause and it's so quick, but it feels so long.
Yeah. It's like, did I really win?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like unbelief. Oh, and that was another one of the stupid things that they kept. So I guess a bunch of people started gathering around. I guess they probably looked like famous people or whatever. And so they're telling the story of the $10,000, how it got to $10,000, that they were doing this for his nanny. And then Jason said somebody asked him, if does the nanny get the $10,000 or the whole thing? And are you keeping 10 and she gets 10? He says, nope, they get the whole 20. So if you see somebody betting this big and you hear that story, you know, if you're around that table, if you were around at all, you would go to that table.
Hell yeah.
See what the hell's going on.
Hell yeah. Said,
some guy started shouting big red. And so when they said that, okay, I thought, okay, he's shouting big red because you bet on red. But then for them to tie it in, that was Heath's first car. It was called Big Red. And somebody stole it and he got $10,000 for insurance from the insurance company. And that was also telling him to go red.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
They just took every fucking thing. Oh my God, there's a red Christmas tree.
Red. And when they won, Jonah was like yelling, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. And you can't swear in a casino. I mean, no one just really says that.
Just that word.
Oh,
you
really?
You can't say fuck. Yeah. You can say the other words. You just can't say fuck.
How do you know that?
Because it's a rule. It's not always enforced, but I think it's because it's a word, of all the words you could yell out, it's the words most likely to incite violence.
Oh, weird. I just remember, I remember, yeah, I don't know if it was that word, but I remember being in the casino and there was a few people who say, oh, sorry, you can't swear around here. You can't swear at the tables, you know, or something like that.
For any word, yeah, but for specifically the F word. That's what David said too. Yeah, the F word. In fact, just recently I heard a guy told him, he said, you can't use the F word.
Wow, that's crazy.
But, you know, because look at it with like, okay, the fuck, yeah, okay, no problem. But I bet you in a casino, the word fuck is used in a very different term. It's like, fuck, that's my $12,000.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. it's like more of a powerful, yeah, more a powerful word. But it was so cool that all the people like got to be happy and sharing that and whatever. But it's fucking crazy that so they started because they were driving to a casino close to L.A.,
right.
Natalie, like a good assistant, a little late, but like a good assistant. I don't know why that popped into her mind that maybe we can't do a $10,000 bet.
She called ahead.
It wouldn't have popped into my mind, though, would it? Would it have you?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, not because I experienced it, but I watched a documentary of some sort, and some casinos have limits on tables.
Yeah, they all have limits.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, and that casino that they were driving to in LA, an Indian reservation or something, they probably had a limit where you couldn't bet that high on tables.
Yeah, like maybe a $2,000 limit. But I didn't. Yeah. I would have never thought to call.
Same.
Because you're sort of spoiled. You're sort of spoiled with Vegas because,
right,
you know,
they kind of let anything go.
Yeah, everything on the strip is going to be high limits.
Yeah, or you can just ask like the pit boss and then he'll like confirm that it's okay, because I've seen that too where they have limits but then they'll make an exception, you know, for like a big thing.
Yeah, and then Jason, of course, because Jason's always crying. Jason was crying because he won the money. But that guy's heart is so good.
Yeah, it is.
Just his heart is so, so good.
And just so you guys know, to the listeners, they did this in one day.
Yeah, it's like spur yeah, of the moment. At one point they're driving to a casino that they find out that they can't go to. They drive back, book a flight, leave at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, arrive in Vegas at 6:15 a.m., go to the Mirage, win this money, do all that little filming around the casino and stuff, and are back on a plane at 8:30.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy shit.
It's very crazy.
And they told this meaningless story about Jonah's. Somebody connected to Jonah had a plane, but the guy is 71%.
Yeah, that was dumb. Don't even mention it here.
71% through
his license.
Supposedly, yeah. So this guy, from the very beginning, could not fly him anywhere because maybe he didn't know how to land or he couldn't land or whatever. They go through this whole thing about this is how they're going to get to Vegas, when at no point in the story would this guy have been able to fly them to Vegas.
Right.
It's stupid.
It's dumb.
So I guess when they got back, he ordered Wendy's at the airport. David ordered Wendy's at the airport. And then Jason just popped in his head. Jason, why don't you have a credit card? That asshole. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't understand. The guy with the most money and who's getting all these deals doesn't seem to pay for anything. And when I say that, I don't mean like pay for anything in terms of like the bigger production stuff, but it doesn't seem like he pays for like all the small things.
Right.
I don't know. It's so weird.
I told you, I feel like it's that Will Smith mentality. That people will be happy to buy this for me.
Oh, is that what he was like?
That's what Will Smith does. He'll be in Whole Foods and not have any money.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Did you see that on like some kind of news thing?
Yeah, you can probably look it up. I bet you. Damn. I think I did see an actual video of him saying that people are happy to pay for.
And that's crazy.
And his wife gets so pissed at him.
Wow.
Yeah. I told you that before.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, but that just sounds crazy.
And then he orders a lot. First of all, he's eating at Wendy's in the airport, so the value meal goes from like what, $6 or $7 to probably like 13 or 14. Uh-huh. Like I saw a Burger King in a casino that the lowest value meal was like $11. That's crazy. Fucking crazy. So and then he orders two meals: a spicy chicken and a Dave's single, and then he ate somebody else's Popeyes. And then at the end, he ordered pizza, and then yells at Jason for not stopping him from eating. And Jason's response was, when he said, why didn't you stop me? Because you're a grown man. That was perfect. But then we get my favorite dude,
Joe's Teeny Ween Podcast. And yeah. You know what I loved about this one? The first sentence in your notes. He calls everybody weenies.
Yeah. Did he do that before?
He never. That was the first time.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. What's up, weenies?
Yeah.
We're going to have our first annual boys night out pillow fight. And then he starts hitting Jason with the pillow. I thought that was cool. And of course, then Jason again says that he needs a rider. I thought they were going to evolve into like kind of telling him how he's not doing a good job. Like first, he needs a rider. I thought it'd been funny if they had said, "Wait, you need more than a rider. We need an actor to play you." in your Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. I thought that'd have been funny.
I do like the intro though. I think that you should get us an intro. Spend $500
to get us something like that. I love it. What was it Joe's Teeny Weeny Pop 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 Podcast?
and then it goes Joe's.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you,
Joe. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Thank you, Joe, for another amazing 25 seconds.
You're always invited on the Reviews Podcast.
What I like the most, like just in the beginning, is that David is saying 3, 2, 1. He's counting down 3, 2, 1. And as soon as he starts to say 2, the podcast music plays. Yeah. He says 3, 2, Joe.
He gets two extra seconds. I noticed that too. I was like, oh shit, it's starting early.
So David asked Jason if he's ever been to Vegas and had crazy times. And he says drugs, and he's hooked up with girls. And he says, have you done some bad drugs? And he says, no, I've just done cocaine, not bad drugs. That's so funny.
That is hilarious. And then I actually had the same thought that David was talking about, where he said, I have eighth graders listening to me, and they're probably listening to it with their parents. And you saying that cocaine is not a crazy drug is not good. That's funny.
That's funny. But he has done cocaine in the past, but he doesn't do it.
Did I tell you about that one time? Just to add a little bit of our story, but I told you about the one time where I went with all the guys, right? We went to the strip club, and then I'm not going to say names, but I think you'll know who it is, but one of the guys with us, we were at a strip club, went upstairs with one of the strippers and did coke off of her vagina.
Damn. Okay, I do know. Oh, it could be two people.
No, it's just the one.
Okay, I think I know which one. But okay. it could have been the second person too. Whom you don't talk to anymore.
Yeah, it could have been.
He would have for sure did that.
Yeah.
That could have been either of their stories.
Yeah.
And we would not be shocked.
Right.
That's funny.
So I saw this article. The next thing on your notes is Southwest plane had human heart left on it. I saw this article. I read just the headline like David did, but I read a little bit more, but it was just a heart for transplant. It wasn't like a random heart just sitting somewhere. It was a heart transplant in
Yeah, I mean, that's what I figured.
Yeah, and all they just didn't know who it was for. That's the weird thing.
Oh, wow. Well, but yeah. They had to come back because it was left on it. So maybe it was supposed to get off at the last stop.
I think so. I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah. So, but David, I thought it was interesting that David said right away after he read the headline, he says, I wonder if it's metaphorical. So meaning like because he didn't read the rest of the story, which I thought was funny that they pointed out. He's like, I wonder if it's metaphorical. So Jason's like, huh? What happened? Because he didn't read anything and David's already analyzing. So he said, you think it's metaphorical, like a woman left her heart on the plane. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought it was interesting that David first thought that, but now Jason's confused because he's like, so what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
He says, what do you mean? Do you do you keep reading the articles or the headlines, or you just do you keep reading the articles or do you just read the headlines and kind of guess what happens? And that was a point where Joe laughed.
Yeah.
Just kind of guess what happens. You know what I think? And then you finish your whole thought process and you turn the next page. That was crazy. What's happening here?
Yeah. That's that kind of so kind of what I do.
That's exactly what he did though.
Yeah. Like,
Wow, that's rough.
Dude. Yeah. David talks about like if it's true that every plane carries dead bodies underneath it. And you know, I'd never heard of that before, but it makes sense if that happened, right. If that really happens.
I think I never heard like every plane, but I knew planes did that. And it would make sense. There's so many people. So not every plane, I'm sure, but I'm sure tons of caskets are in the air like every day.
Yeah.
And then they started talking about that, the cruise, going on a cruise. Because he said he worked on a cruise ship, Jason?
I think so, yeah. I think he worked on a cruise ship for a little bit. But I think either he was working on it or he went on a cruise trip. And he said that there's so many old people because it's kind of like that demographic.
Right.
To go on cruises, and that someone always dies.
Every single ship somebody dies on. That's crazy. And it makes sense. And isn't it so crazy to be in a job where you have to know what to do when someone dies?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn. And so anything with old people.
Yeah. They were talking about, like, David and Jason were both talking about working in retirement homes. So... they both have experience with like missing customers / residents. So that's weird. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't even know. That's creepy to me. I don't think I would ever do that.
Yeah. So yeah, and David's saying he used to work at the retirement home and people used to drop dead all the time. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
He used to drop dead all the time. How cold. And they talked about kick the bucket.
Yeah.
But David starts talking about at this home. He once fed his friend a cockroach. So his friend stomped on one, didn't kill it, but disabled it. They put it on a spoon and covered it with chocolate syrup and went to his friend Adam and said, "Bet you can't eat all this chocolate at once."
Yeah, not letting him know what was underneath the chocolate.
And so he ate it. I wonder how long after he ate it did they tell him.
That's because
I think he ate it and probably liked it, I guess. Might have wondered why it was crunchy.
Yeah, he probably didn't realize, you know, like, I don't know. That's fucking gross.
And then because he was vomiting, that's not from being sick, but vomiting from that thought of that made him sick.
Yeah.
That has to be the worst throw up ever.
Yeah. Mm. To fucking taste it all over again.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
Ugh.
Now, Jason starts talking about being at a recital and that he bombed with his joke. And I still can't figure out why the fuck he thought that was going to be funny. So the joke was...
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, too. Okay, fine, go.
So the joke was he was doing the intro because he's famous on YouTube, and so they wanted him to open up. And he says... He started out by just explaining to us in the podcast that jazz kids have to get up very early in the morning. So I think he felt like there was camaraderie amongst all the people in there. They all know the feeling. So when he said, I'm Jason Nash, I'm a dad here at school. I get up at 3:30 every morning to get my kid here by 3:45. I think he thought that everybody would just think that early morning thing was fucking hilarious. That they would just know that, oh, because your kid's in jazz. You know?
Like, yeah.
Apparently he's the only one. And I can't believe that he still continued to believe that. So I wish he would have explained, why did you think that would be so funny?
Yeah, he didn't explain it at all because I was confused. Is there a joke about 3:30 to 3:45, like getting to school in 15 minutes or some shit like that?
Yeah, like, so it just sounded like because he's got a kid in jazz, he's got to wake up hella early because he's got to get his daughter to school by 3:45. So I think he just thought that would resonate with everybody.
Right. And then after he bombs that joke, he goes to sit next to his daughter. And his daughter says that she noticed that he bombed the joke, which is embarrassing as fuck.
She whispered to him, your joke bombed.
Yeah. That's kind of embarrassing. I don't want my kid to say I'm shitty at something.
But then, so they wanted Jason to, and he still doesn't get it. That sucks. But so the people all think of Jason as a big celebrity because he's on YouTube. So they sound like they were just giddy, excited that he was there. And so they're like, can we offer something else? He says, I could do an IG shout out. And they're like, oh, that'd be great. And he puts it out to the audience. Who's on Instagram? Who wants a shout out? And everybody's like silent.
Yeah.
That sucked. Nobody wanted his shout out. I wonder if he did shout somebody out.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he did, but like, yeah, that's gotta be so awkward. I could tell, like, I mean, even when David was saying like, oh my God, so awkward. Like I get it. Like there's some people that just don't know, like, you know, or just are not public about it.
Right. Yeah. You can occasionally find yourselves in groups that everything's foreign to them that you're talking about. That sucks.
Yeah.
So they wanted him to sell some raffle tickets before the show started, but this dude, some girl was sitting in this other dude's seat. There was four girls. I guess they were both two couples of girls, and they were sitting in this guy's seat. And I guess since Jason looks like he works there because he's passing out tickets, the man who's trying to get his seat back grabs Jason as if Jason's an employee and needs to call security to get this woman out of his seat. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? That would be so crazy. So he sounds like he's trying to be nice, and he's like, he tells her, he said something like, can we just calm down? Can we just like not have this problem or something like that?
Right.
And they told her, oh, can we let it go? Can we just let this go? And Jason says, because it's the holidays.
Yeah.
But then he tells the dude, he says, I'm not calling security. So the guy says, okay, what's your name? And I'm going to have security talk to you too. So Jason gives him his name. I thought that was just so cool. Just being just a complete real world kind of scenario with like you, everybody knows that type of guy.
Exactly. You know? I when they were describing what he was doing and stuff, I was like, man, I already know this fucking type of person. Just anything and everything they just get upset about.
What's your name? Then he didn't sell any tickets, and he said they were cool with it, but I don't think they were. They're like, I give you one damn thing to do. And he's trying to say, well, there was this problem with this guy and whatever, and they're like, yeah, whatever, it's okay, that's all good, Jason, great job.
Yeah.
But I also like the fact that Jason's being funny, trying to say that the person who won the trip to the Philharmonic has to sing some opera before they get their ticket, and the guy who won it actually sang the opera. How crazy is that shit?
That is crazy.
He thought he was being funny when then the joke just turned around as soon as the guy starts belting out some opera.
Yeah, that's got to be awkward because at first you probably think it's a joke and then he's like full on doing it. You know?
Yeah. So SeatGeek.
Yep, another ad. They start talking about SeatGeek. They do their whole thing. And then David says, you know, we were just coming up with names, him and his friend. Different names for SeatGeek, and they came up with Chair Nerd, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool, but the fact that they were talking about names and they only gave one.
Yeah.
Like, where's the other one? At least come up with one more. Like, what? Yeah. What would be one?
But Chair Nerd would not work out. You know, if you think about SeatGeek and what they do, Chair Nerd does not sound the same.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's shitty. It's shitty. David, you came up with a shitty name.
That is a good point.
They should fire him.
Yeah. I was about to say something like Couch Dork. Couch Dork. That could be a good name.
For something else. Yeah, okay, yes, for something else. Like Chair Nerd would be for something else too. Like if it was like a build your own chair kind of thing.
Yeah, I didn't think about it in the way that you thought about it.
Yeah, I did. Well, you're not as smart as me. Okay, so I don't know about this story. Two nuns stole $500K for trips to Vegas. Oh, I remember this. Yeah, and then the church didn't want them to be prosecuted. They stole $500K from the church, right?
Right.
That's fucking crazy. $500K from the church. You're no longer nuns. You shouldn't have that job anymore. And I don't understand why the church wouldn't prosecute them.
Well, they were blessed with $500,000. So that's probably what they thought. God gave that money to them. He wouldn't have left it here. Man, how do you get $500,000?
Yeah, I don't even know how. Like, I was thinking, like, where'd that money come from?
Maybe they were, like, accounting or something. I don't know. Yeah, that would, I mean, I wonder how much at a time and how they finally found out.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit at a time.
Those nuns' position. But again, that was an article that they didn't read the article, so we don't know what happened.
Yeah.
We just made up our own story.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So Jason says that David said something hurtful to him a while back.
Oh, yeah, when they were doing the underwear photo shoot.
Underwear photo shoot. So he was in an underwear photo shoot. And I get this because that's kind of like, well, that, yeah, he definitely did sound hurt. So I guess they sold out of all the underwear after Trisha put it on her IG. And she's like, Trisha did us a solid by posting that on there. That hurt his feelings because he was like, I was in it too. I was in the picture. But that's crazy to hear this number because we've always been talking about what was his number. So he said that his underwear line sold out first, which is crazy. I wonder who's wearing his underwear. But close to 25,000 red hoodies sold in just the last month. 25,000 of one product.
Yeah, that's
in 2 months.
That's kind of crazy. I actually, you know, I actually wouldn't mind having a clickbait shirt or jacket. That just sounds cool because I mean it's like a modern thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's kind of neat. I wonder if they have copyrighted or something. Can that be? I think it can.
Yeah, we have to. We probably can tell by looking at the website. I've never looked, but yeah. And another stupid article from Joe. 835 tuba players set a record playing Silent Night.
What a fucking stupid article. Who cares?
And I think that was an example of one that that Joe just kind of snuck in there.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, no, he did. Remember?
He said he didn't look at. He didn't look at it. He meant to look at it, but he didn't look at it. But I bet you he wanted that one just to get passed by because really a nothing story. So that's funny.
Yeah, David said he just handed it to him and started reading the headline right away. And he's like, shit. I should have read it before I said it out loud.
That was funny.
Jason asks if David is lonely.
And so, he's basically, I mean, they keep going back and forth on this mental health shit. David tells Jason that one day he's going to walk into David. Jason's going to walk into David's room and his house is going to smell bad because David's dead.
Yeah, what a weird topic. I remember hearing this and like, I don't know why they talk about it, but I think it runs into it turns into a conversation where they're saying that David's no longer working out because he used to go running.
Yeah.
But I do understand what David's saying. He said he stopped running because he missed a day. And my a coworker of mine gave me a perfect example of this. And he said, like, it's almost like when you work out and you create a routine, it's like pushing a car. It's really hard to get started on pushing the car. But once it's rolling, it keeps going. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I completely understand.
Yeah, I understand. And that sucks when you do miss something like one day.
And I used to a long time ago, I used to run all the time. Like I'd run like 8 miles a day.
Well, yeah, you're always stealing shit.
But I stopped. That was one of my Jason fake laughs. So I thought I'd throw one in there. But some part of my leg started hurting where I couldn't run. And so I was letting that heal for a while, for several weeks, and then never did it again. I mean, or only did it like intermittently, like every now and then, like once a month or some shit. Mm. Anyway, he thinks that David needs to take care of himself and maybe he needs to start running or whatever. But David then goes on to say that he thinks everybody works hard. Isn't everybody this stressed out about their job? And of course, that's not true.
No, it's not at all.
Yeah.
But when he does explain that he's right. talking about the people who are entrepreneurs, who are go-getters, those people are stressed out. Once he said that, I said, yes, those yeah. people, because they have an itch. And I've had that a few, like many times. And when I do like get into that mode, it's like I can't stop. Mm-hmm. And it does get yeah. stressful.
Yeah, people have to be in a situation where they have an opportunity to do that. But if it was something that you cared about and you were protecting, just like, you know, just like we talked about with athletes and whatever, you know, you work hard to try to get where you're going. So there's nothing, I mean, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with him because of that. But so then he moves into the fact that Kendall Jenner made $22.5 million last year, making her the world's highest paid model. That's some crazy shit.
22.5 million. That's a lot of money.
Well, they said being a model is harder than it looks. And David said any job is harder than it looks.
Yeah.
But then they devolved. But I thought the way they devolved on this one, it was hilarious because they both did a really good job of just quickly improvising. And they usually don't, not together anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually corny and not funny. But I thought this was. So David says any job is harder than it looks. But then Jason says, except this one. And he's like, oh, this podcast job? He said, yeah. David says, this is a walk in the park, Jason. And then Jason says, I'm literally on the ground talking to you right now. And David said, I'm making something out of clay, a pot for my parents. Jason says, I'm doing Kegel exercises. Do you know what Kegel exercises are?
No.
It's where you squeeze like you're trying to make yourself stop from peeing. And it builds up those muscles. You're supposed to do it like hold it for 10 seconds and do it so many times or whatever. But anyway, it does a bunch of things. One, it helps you to stop your pee, like when you get older,
so that
muscle is well developed. And then two, it helps with sex.
That's weird. I've always heard that term. I just never knew what it was.
Yeah, well, now you do. So David says, I'm making something out of clay, a pot for my parents. Jason's doing Kegel exercise. David said, I finished my taxes for this year and the next 5 years. And Jason says, I'm recording a Brazilian jazz album. They're just so quick going off of how easy their job is that they're doing all these other things.
Yeah.
And then David says, this job is so easy that I let Joe record a 25-second podcast. That's how easy it is. And then Jason says, okay, you win.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was very quick improv. Like, that would be that when they got into that, I bet you so many people would have had to listen to it again because they'd be confused. Huh?
Right.
That was good comedy. I liked it.
What is this shit? What are your last two notes? All new podcast 2018.
They did this ad very differently. They started with saying all new podcasts of 2018 are now on Spotify. You should listen to this and listen to this and listen to this. All your shows, whatever. So that was a Spotify ad.
But weird.
They did it differently. They didn't like start it out like it was an ad. But then Jason has his last words and he says he wishes everybody happy holidays and good cheer. So that was kind of nice. So I thought we'd end our podcast wishing our great... Wait, is this our last one before Christmas?
This is our last one. Next week, Tuesday, is Christmas.
Oh.
Unless we do it on Christmas, but I'm not going to. It's God's Day.
You think God would want us to make the viewers miss a Christmas podcast?
No, he would want us to do the podcast.
And you know what's crazy? Christmas is a great day for podcasts.
Yeah, because nothing's open.
Yeah, it's like everything slows. Doesn't Christmas like really slow down?
Sort of.
Like the day just slows down. Like it's so much longer.
I do wish we had snow though. But yeah,
nobody cares what you wish for.
Santa Claus?
Has he brought you snow?
Fuck no. I've been a bad kid.
You didn't qualify this year?
No. I didn't make the cut.
So anyway, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Yep, and we thank you for listening to our podcast. We know you're out there. We see the numbers.
And so we appreciate it. Tell your friends.
Yep. And if you've made it this far and you've been listening to us and you're at the end of this podcast, just send us a tweet. Send us a little hey, you know, or a hi. It doesn't have to be long.
it would be cool. Reviews Podcast 1 on Twitter.
Yep. And we will respond back.
Yes. We get tons of messages, but we'll get to yours.
Yeah. I think our Twitter DM is full. We need to go and delete some.
If you're talking about our timeline, yes.
Yeah.
we're just blowing up on the timeline.
Yeah. If you go into the search on your app, we're the top and trending. So check us out.
All right, guys. Well, my name is Mike, not Jeff.
And my name is Chris. You've just listened to another episode of the Reviews Podcast. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Wow, that was a quick one.
No, it was not quick. Do you see?
It's 56 minutes and we talked a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. It seemed fucking long. I hate talking to you.
What the fuck ever. I can't wait to see what you got me for Christmas. Ha 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 ha